where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. My name is Craig Goldberg. Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having an awesome week so far. God knows I'm not. I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. No, I'm great.
It's better now that you're here.
Yeah.
Better. Listen, you guys should have heard what we were talking about before we went live. Hello, hello. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Craig Goldberg. Welcome to Toy Anxiety Live every Tuesday night. 9:30 p.m. Eastern here on YouTube, and of course also on the podcast feed. So wherever you're listening, we appreciate it, live or otherwise. Oh boy, Ryan Dole joining us as always. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. It's been a good Tuesday. Feel-good Tuesday, one would say.
An FGT?
Yeah. The Lord knows I love getting one of those once a week.
Okay.
We are going for our goal that we talked about.
Yes, yeah. We have a very goal.
We're goal oriented tonight.
We have goals. Mm-hmm. Ryan, hope you're having a FGT, like you said. Abigail, how are you?
Doing great. Just wondering how many times a human being can listen to the new Olivia Rodrigo album.
How many?
I'm going for the record. I don't know.
There you go. I've heard it a lot. I almost feel like I'm in the band. I've heard it so much. I wish I wouldn't have said that. Although, you know, I'm in a rock band, and we got an email today.
Uh-huh.
Album 88, Georgia State College Radio has reached out. I'm going on the airwaves. I'm not talking. They're just going to play one of our songs. We'll see.
I'm excited about that. Album 88's always been like a kind of a cool
what
thing.
Channel 88.5 is that on
you're
Spotify? I gotta turn on a radio to hear that.
Isn't 88 is when you're out of something?
Huh?
Isn't 88 when you're out of something?
No, that's 86.
86. Thanks, yeah. Abby.
88's when you're out of time.
Yes. 86 tomatoes.
Jacob Walsh, how are you, man?
I'm good. I'm doing well, but you know, you guys seem you're going to be on the radio. Ryan's having a good Canadian Tuesday. I'm just having a chill Tuesday.
So. Having a Canadian Tuesday. I like
a typical Canadian Tuesday.
I would just assume that a typical Canadian Tuesday is better than a typical Valdosta, Georgia Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like I said earlier, it's cold enough here. I can see my breath today.
Wow. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Another reason why Jacob Walsh should move to Canada.
We're going to do it. Mm-hmm. We're going to start a GoFundMe.
If we get enough likes tonight, we're moving to Canada.
We are. Actually, let's talk about that. We do want to have as many likes as possible. People might not, you know, people on these channels always ask, hit the like button, but there's an actual reason. It makes us feel good about ourselves when we see how many likes we got.
It helps me sleep at night.
Yeah. No, it helps spread the word on Toy Anxiety and all that. So we appreciate you guys hitting the like button, engaging in the chat, and we'll say hi to the chat here in just a moment. I do want to say programming note, two things. This Thursday, and I don't think you'll be able to join.
86 Abby.
But we are going to be on Toying Around on Boxing Thursday with Kevin. On the Toying Around channel, so stay tuned for that Thursday evening at 9 o'clock Eastern, I believe. And then next weekend, a week from this weekend, Abby, Jake, and I will be at Toy Fair in New York City, and we'll have as much coverage as we can get from the likes of NECA, Super 7, McFarlane, Calico Critters,
hell yeah,
Jada Toys. Mm-hmm. Diamond Select. We're gonna do it all. We're gonna see as much as we can. Now, Toy Fair is a little bit different, a little bit corporate. you know, when we show up, I found
I'm
out
not dressing up.
We tried to give him our money.
No, listen, I'm not dressing up either. But last time,
why don't you guys wear a suit and tie for this and look like you belong there for once?
Because we want to look cool. Because it's better to look cool.
It is.
First off, I none like of us here suit. Look cool except for me right now in this new shirt that I got. Okay, so let's make that clear. Also, how great would it be if you all showed up like Clark Kent and Lois Lane to Toy Fair,
no
with
like
little press badges in your hat and taking photos?
I'm trying to be comfortable, Ryan.
Listen,
fuck that, fuck comfort, man. What you could look like you actually should be there.
Nobody wears a suit to Toy Fair.
Ryan,
you're thinking of something else. You're thinking of like a funeral home, like a funeral.
No. Trust me, your hopes and dreams will still die at Toy Fair when you realize
you can't
afford the NECA Krang.
Well, we can't, but they don't sell anything. So
yeah, that's the real crushing truth is you actually can't buy any of the cool stuff you're looking at.
Yeah, so you might as well be in a funeral home.
So why wear a suit?
Go to Toy Fair is like go to a funeral. You can't buy any of the toys. Like, what? Did I make you laugh? First time in 15 years.
No.
Let's go ahead and say hi to the chat. We're going to have some fun tonight. AJ Quick, friend of the podcast, is here. Friend of the Discord who's setting it up with bots and apps and all sorts of stuff.
That's what that is? God, that's annoying.
Let's talk about that notification every time.
God,
I'm gonna have to turn that off
so much.
Talk to my lawyer.
That's me.
Like, we're so anti-bot here, and then Craig's all like, "Hey, we should have AI do our logo."
Time out. First of all,
hold on. I don't like this.
Those words have never come out of my fucking mouth. So fuck off.
We support artists here.
And number two. Sorry that you don't want people to be on. AJ was like, I even set up the bot for Gotham City Tonight. And I was like, wow, Ryan's even mad about his own show getting promoted.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to give you shit because I had nothing going this week.
What?
I had nothing prepared to give you shit for this week. So,
well, I'm giving the shit back from now on. I don't.
Oh!
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Okay, let's say out of the chat.
Yeah,
Futurama.
But you as the aggressive type.
Futurama, is here. Jim, Mary Tato, who I did Extraplasm podcast this week. Go check it out. It's in the podcast feed. David Cabal, Matt Box Ghost, Justin Nicolosi, Flash is here. Chad is here. Jason Grahowski, Bacon McShig. We met him in passing. At Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah. Tell the story.
I did already.
You did already? Okay.
But
don't let me host.
Yeah. Toy Lips is here. Go check out Toy Lips' channel. That is still the directive from last week. Derek Hoover, David Cabal, Cone Filler Confusor, Brock Parker on the air. Oh, when Brock dies, we get to run his estate sale. It's going to be
we've already called dibs on your stuff, Brock.
Yeah. I mean,
don't worry about it. There's no sale. It's a.
Oh, I was gonna make a bad joke relating to your joke earlier.
What was it
about? What? How you can't buy toys? No, I'm not gonna say
at a funeral.
Yeah,
that's the joke.
That's the joke.
That's what he's saying.
Oh, okay. Hi guys, welcome. I just joined the show.
Daisy, Sock Rocker, Futurama, Tony, motherfucking Taylor. I don't know why I did that. It was kind of fun. Monsters from Beyond. Allison Troy. Blue Chainsaw Man, Stephen Lawrence, Davey is here, Jeff White, Will Schmidt, Derek Hoover, Andrew Bayless, all the way from Australia, and so on and so on. We appreciate everybody being here. Lots of fun here on Tuesday nights. Where should we start? Jacob, let me start with you. How's your week in toys?
It's not good, dude.
Not good?
No.
What do you got?
Nothing. Nothing in toys. Staying away from toys for a bit. Actually put a lot of toys up on eBay, selling a bunch of stuff.
Almost made tonight's discussion topic, and maybe we can just do it anyways. What is the thing, like, what is, let's do this another week, not tonight, but the question I want, like, what keeps you up at night about toys? What is the thing that gets you excited right now, specifically when you're going to bed and you're daydreaming or night dreaming about toys and collecting? You know, for me, it's my future state of my Batman Hot Toys collection, like what it'll look like in 2 years.
Oh,
that helps me go to sleep. That wakes me up in the morning. you know, it's I'm excited about that. But yeah, maybe we can do that as a discussion topic one week when it's a slow news.
Yeah, that
week.
Sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe we could get as a fifth member for that episode. Maybe we can get somebody who's a psychiatrist on.
Free psychotherapy. Yeah. I like that. Yes. Well, that cool. one the discussion topic should be why are we like this?
Why are we like
this?
just let it all out, man. Just let it all out.
AJ says he's getting mic static. From whose microphone specific?
Is it mine? Test, Lee. test. Testing.
Sounds good on our end. If it's somebody's mic specifically, we can turn down our mics. So let us know. Ryan, everyone. Okay, well then it's
cool.
Then it's a StreamYard issue. Mm-hmm. Have you tried reloading the page?
Maybe it's on your end, AJ.
Yeah. In Colorado.
What exactly equipment are you listening through?
Right.
Let me turn down my Nabby mics. It could be because AJ's in Colorado.
Just call Craig out saying it's your.
I just said that.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying in Colorado, they elect public officials who go to the Beetlejuice show and have a great time. So maybe it's a Colorado thing.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, number one politics podcast.
Ah, wow.
All right,
let's
Ryan.
Let's talk about Colorado.
Take over for a second while I adjust the microphones.
Do we need Colorado action figures?
What does that even mean?
I don't know. If you know. Like, Abby says yes.
Yes. Like a mountain place.
The South Park toys are Colorado action figures.
That's what I would assume. I wish they would just do a full line of Canadian South Park characters. And they would do a Royal Wedding playset. That would be
maybe
great.
They will. I don't remember what that new toy line is that's doing South Park figures, but
I'm
maybe
not
that's
picking
it.
My nose. Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
For those of you who have just joined us or have never watched before, I have a nervous tic where I touch my face. So it was just called out by Davey. It's not a nose. It's an itch. It's a scratch. It's like on Seinfeld.
Yeah, okay.
It is.
Okay,
Abby,
Jerry.
How much do I touch my face?
This is
slash.
Well, AJ said it's random. It's not your mics. It's got to be something else.
I'll turn our mics back up and maybe
they're saying that we're all staticky, so I don't know.
Well, someone's getting a credit on StreamYard this month. Mm-hmm. Fucking $50 for this shit. Anyways, Ryan, how's your week? I know you got some reveals.
Yeah, it's been a surprising week, a good week. I got lots. That's the best way to go about it. Until we're ready to do. Gosh, Craig is really going to be. Why did anyone say this was static? Because now this is what Craig's going to do the entire time. This is AJ's fault. Okay. AJ has ruined the show. Thanks, AJ. Whatever.
No, he's making the show better.
Nope, AJ ruined the show. Now Craig's distracted.
Hey, we got more viewers.
Abby, how was your week?
My week in toys, I mean, a little bit lackluster, just being completely honest. I haven't had as much time to run out to Target and, like, get fun stuff. But I am excited, excuse me, thinking about going to New York in a few weeks. I really want to hit my Plastic Heart, which is a really great little shop that's up in Brooklyn. And then Toy Tokyo, which is a shop that we always go to that has both of those spots have, like, really cool, unique like a single creator, like not mainstream toys, but like the smaller not bootleg, but like unique boutique toys. So I'm looking forward to those. Looking forward to getting a lot of that stuff. Yeah. I always do well with picking up cute stuff. I like to spend a lot of money at Toy Tokyo and like.
Toy Tokyo is fun.
Yeah.
Jacob, is that why you're having a slow toy week? So
no,
you can save your money
well, because I'm going to New York, yeah, and because we're going to Horror Nights next month, so I'm just chilling on the toys. There's also nothing out right now. I feel like the last six times I've been to Target, there's been nothing new on the toy show. It's just the same stuff. There's nothing
new
coming.
We're in that before Christmas lull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no. I haven't seen a lot of. You know, there's some NECA stuff that if I see it, I'll pick it up. But just my Target right now is just, it's in a lull. There's nothing there. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Craig, how are you doing? How's your week?
Great. I went to the other room to see if I could. I wanted to hear. Listen, I don't trust anybody. They're saying, oh, I hear static. But what does that even mean? Static means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. I did hear some of the static, and it's annoying. So I'm sorry that that's happening, guys. But I can't diagnose it. What it sounds like, for those of you who are on the show and not listening, it sounds like, you know, when somebody grabs the bottom of a mic and the cord gets loose. It sounds like, yeah, it's doing that.
Like a short. Like there's a short or something.
Yeah, but now everybody's saying it's good now. So we've done it. We've made it.
We fixed it.
Oh, we fixed it. I went to the other good room job. And fixed it. You know what I did? A lot of people don't know this. I sold my soul to the devil years ago, and I went and called him, and I said, I need another favor, bud.
I thought he was waiting in there for you, and y'all made a deal, and now it's gone.
Oh, yeah. That's what I did. Static's gone.
He did a toy deal with the devil, and all you asked for was...
Toy deal with the devil.
Listen. Non-static on your show.
Well, I left out the part where I challenged him to a fiddle contest. But anyway.
Is that what that was?
That's what that was. Okay, so Ryan, let's get into this, because tonight's thumbnail teed up something pretty cool that is tonight's episode is rated R for Ryan Dole.
Wow.
So let's
get
let's...
ready for the D.
Yes, get ready for that. So what's up? What's the deal? What have you been teasing us all week with?
Well, I don't know if I've been teasing anybody all week. It kind of feels like we've been teasing people for the past hour. But I got my first Dole's first influencer package. I don't know how else to put it.
That's usually Ryan's
all
the way
in Canada.
Yeah, usually Ryan's the one offering.
Yeah,
packages.
That's right. And now I'm the receiver. I am the one who gets the package. And this is amazing. But I want to start off with last week, because I wasn't here last week. I was Ahsoka threw everybody for a loop. And so I'm glad we all watched it when it dropped.
Yeah.
Because it was a really special episode. So thank you, everyone, for being okay with me not being there and having Geek Dad Jay in my place. So thank you, Geek Dad Jay, for filling in.
Only for a second. He showed up at the end. He had to go coach a soccer game or something.
Yeah, he had to coach the end. Abby was picking up poop. It was a wild show.
Oh, yeah. the glade. ready at hand.
But last weekend, I went to – did some toy hunting, because I was like, there's exclusives that are showing up. I need to see if I can find them. These are all from Marvel Legends. So I did get the Black Widow. Target exclusive, Toys R Us exclusive up here. Black Widow figure, which is absolutely awesome. I know everyone's been kind of seeing this online already. She's been showing up places, as one does. And I also got the Ant-Man exclusive as well, which will go great for the Giant Man that I helped fund. So when that gets going, I will have both Giant Man and Ant Man.
Hold on. You just described. I think it's funny. Instead of saying I backed the Giant Man, you said I helped fund it.
I did.
It was me.
It was me. I'm like a producer for HasLabs.
Yeah.
Because my paying for it makes it happen.
We have a super chat.
Super happy chat here from Johnny Cock.
Happy birthday, Mr. Jacob Walsh. Just playing Thank my you. Dole. Just paying my dole toll. Here's to a great episode. Y'all are the best. That is so kind.
Aww. Thank you, Johnny.
I love the dole toll.
That keeps me up at night, too, thinking about how nice that was.
Mm-hmm.
And
Thank
Batman.
You. Thank
All right. You. Okay, so you got a couple Marvel Legends there.
Oh, I picked
there.
Up those. And then earlier this week, I said, you know what? I need this to go with my influencers package. So then I bought more Marvel Legends because I'm insane. So I got the comic book U.S. Agent.
That's a good figure.
Saw. Yep. Great figure, great character. For those of you muggles who don't know how to read, he was in Falcon Winter Soldier on Disney Plus.
That's so funny. I don't know.
I also needed to get this guy. I needed to get White Vision. Also, cool. For you muggles who also don't know how to read, he showed up in WandaVision.
I remember that.
Ryan's like, I only collect X-Men and Spider-Man Marvel Legends.
Even though I have a huge shelf in another room of Avengers, but yes.
Yeah.
I'm very Craig when it comes to my I do not stay in my lane. at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
You should
all.
See me driving.
Ruthless. Right? Yeah.
I'm gonna
well, yeah, because you're on the phone.
God, the only way to the only way to
that is true.
The only way to not get shit on by everybody is to just be self-deprecating.
Get ahead of them.
I'm getting ahead of it. Get ahead of it.
Get that therapist on the show.
So this brings me to the package that I received in the mail.
Wait, did you make a was that on the package?
Wait, what is that?
That was in the box. When you open it, that's the first thing.
Hold
you
on, Ryan. You're not going
to
rush
say
this
it out
through.
Loud because nobody, like our
Ryan,
audio
need,
listeners,
let me
know what that says.
First of all, what does that say?
That is Ting Dole Pick and Roll. For those who don't know, Ryan, Ting and I are on a 2-2 basketball team for celebrity tournaments.
You've never met in person, but keep going.
But that's what it is. That's what it is, right?
Long distance basketball team.
Okay.
And you're on a fantasy. Hold on. Can we dive into this for a second?
They get on Zoom.
You're on a fantasy 2-on-2 team with Ryan Ting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a celebrity tournament. Jacob.
All right.
By the way, couple things here. First of all, we have to offline discuss what fantasy sports would look like for toy tubing. Like, I don't know. There's got to be something in there. Second of all, can you set this up on how the steps that were taken for this exchange to happen? I think the story is riveting.
Oh, you want to hear the whole story? Okay, so I...
Well, it's a slow news week. We need something.
Okay, well, here
we go.
How
about your fantasy 2-on-2?
Real quick.
So that whole thing started...
Also, explain 2-on-2 basketball. Just start at the beginning.
And sports.
Matt Bush with a $4.99 super chat. Thank you very much, Matt Bush. self-deprecating and self-defecate.
Or
shit yourself. You're about to shit yourself when you see what I got in this box from Ryan Ting. So it all started with I wanted to do a t-shirt exchange, an t-shirt exchange program. I said, I have access to Across the Spider-Verse crew gear. I love what Marvel Legends does. This is just a thank you from me to you, a token of appreciation. I said, but... is it possible that I can just get a Marvel Legends shirt? That's all I want. I want the shirts that they wear so that I can be a pirate and get all my shillings.
Dude, that is you. you're in a new movie called Shillers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
all you want in the world is a Marvel Legends. Dude, Woody Harrelson and Ryan Dahl, natural born shillers. Okay, keep
natural.
Going.
It's true though. My dream has been to shill for Marvel Legends since before we started Toy Anxiety.
I'm just gonna Ryan, this is the cutest thing, and I use cute lightly. When Ryan and I started Toy Anxiety, which was in the middle of the pandemic.
I use it lightly.
In the middle of the pandemic, we're gonna do this toy show once a week. We're gonna talk about toys. Everybody knows the story. The second episode was never aired because it corrupted and we thought about just not doing it anymore.
Oh, just like regular YHS.
Just like regular episodes. Yeah, the second episode of YHS never aired either. This is funny from Quip. New YHS segment.
Me softly with his words.
Toys. Thank you. Listen, Ryan said, my only goal for this, and I swear to God this is true, but he goes, my only goal for Toy Anxiety is I want Ryan Ting to know who I am.
But here's the funny thing. It happened naturally.
Small attainable goals. That's how you get there.
It happened naturally. I never slipped into his I think the only time I slipped into his DM was to be like, hey, do you want... No, because he slipped into the toy chat first, I think.
Man, everybody's slipping all over
right?
the place. Okay.
We're just slipping and sliding. But but it was great. And now here we are. Like, now he talks to both Craig and I on a pretty regular basis. Like, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's like talking to the Pope.
Right? It's... Dude, it is.
The Pope of Marvel Legends.
Dude,
all right,
it was a religious experience getting this box. So not only was there a shirt in there, he threw in some extras.
Okay, here we go.
These extras, as he puts it, this is a influencer's package. Right? which is something that I now have. I have the influencers package.
I like that you're adding the S on influencer. It's just funny.
Well, it's because there's four of us. We're all influencers, I think, right?
Yeah.
Some sort.
Cereal.
Cereal.
Thank you, General Mills, for this right? box.
You guys do Cheerios. Movies and stuff or whatever it is you do. I don't know. There and then, but yeah, let's just get right into it. One of them was an exclusive, another exclusive, the Walmart exclusive, Bucky Cap. I haven't opened any of these yet, which got me like super excited because I love this comic book series. This when Cap gets shot, gets assassinated by the Red Skull. It's not a spoiler alert because it happens like right at the freaking beginning of the comic.
Hey, I like those white boxes. I think the white packaging looks pretty good.
You know what? Fuck plastic. Give me more cardboard boxes.
What I love about Toy Anxiety is every one of our strong opinions is the exact opposite of the entire toy community. It's what
I think plastic is stupid.
Yeah.
To keep it on the Cap track, I also got the Captain Rogers.
Okay.
With his energy shield that he had in the 90s that he brought back when he came back to life. And then they did the whole storyline of who will wield the shield. It was pretty good. I really like that set.
Cool.
Also, Ultron. We all love comic book Ultron.
That's real cool. Yeah.
And it's got the Kirby Crackles that comes with it as well. So that's super, super cool. Awesome. Art on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. I also got the Heroes Return Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you're into that late 90s goodness of the Marvel era, this is a must-have. Hopefully they do the Heroes Reborn at some point so we can get a giant chested Captain America drawn by Rob Liefeld. It got bigger. I got the Hawkeye with the Sky Sled.
Holy shit.
Oh, okay, that's
cool. A huge fan of Hawkeye. So this
sending dole free Hawkeye figures, that is a key to his heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's the shill now?
Yeah, who's well, me.
I just wanted to say
I'm 100% the shill.
You are.
And yeah. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for this to open this. I am so excited. And then I got the biggest surprise. Because you can't even get this yet.
Was Dwight
still available?
Dwight was in the box?
No. Can't even get this.
I thought he was going to pull Dwight out. The biggest surprise ever. They
the
sent me a whole
the Star Wars Black Series team is in there.
Yeah.
Make sure they're okay.
You take them.
Yeah, here you go. Here's some Black Series Andor figures. Or Andor?
Yeah, Andor. Yes.
Yeah.
I guess this comes out next month. I was like, wait, I was like, you know what? I'm probably gonna end up getting this at some point because I definitely need two of the characters in this. But I got the Avengers West Coast Amazon Whoa. Exclusive box set five Holy figures.
Nice.
Iron
hey,
Man,
is anybody,
Mockingbird.
Has anybody Go done ahead, an Bert? Unboxing of that yet on YouTube?
No, and funny, not that I know of. Someone might have. But you know, I'm going to unbox this. On Unboxing Thursday with Kevin from Toying Around and two of you and 86 Abby.
There you go.
Cool.
That's
I'll
a really cool.
Looking forward to that.
This shit fucks me up because now I'm like, I'm going to go to sleep tonight thinking about Marvel Legends. Like, yeah. I just
oh,
am.
Dude,
like,
you should. Marvel Legends is great. And again, this is not just me shilling. I legit love Marvel Legends. I've been tooting that horn. Long before
no,
we started.
Of course,
this,
so. You're a diehard. By the way, if Jason Grahowski, whoever's in the chat, I want the clip of Ryan waving that thing around with the Marvel Legends shirt code. This is not me shilling. I just want to say that.
I love that.
That was honest. I do love Marvel Legends. I've been collecting them since they first came out with Toy Biz, and I just never stopped. So this is great, and this is very much appreciated. I did not expect this, or all I wanted was a shirt. So I honestly didn't know how to react to it first because I was a little bit shaken. But it is
that's
very much appreciated.
That's really kind.
Yeah.
And this is it's extremely generous. I did message him right away, and I was like, dude, this is like, and he was just, no, man. He's like, no, this is cool.
Yeah, it's so weird. I've been checking my mail every day looking for the Marvel Legends logo on the side of a box. Nothing yet, but I'm excited to see if it comes. No, in all honesty, Ryan and Dan, and we finally got to meet Dwight at Comic-Con this
super
year.
Super nice.
Super awesome, guys. I am interested, Ryan, when you open everything, once you get everything opened, I want to know how many of those bad boys are pinless.
Why can't they all be pinless? I see that guy's pinless. Why can't everybody be? It's just reusing the muck.
Punk with Toys, can we get a Ryan Swole shirt?
Yeah, but it only comes in a sleeveless.
There you go.
Oh, is that how we're doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this guy. Sometimes I call Ryan. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm at the gym. And I'm like, oh, me too. If by gym you mean Taco Bell at midnight.
I was like, there's nobody in here. So let's. I'm going to say the most inappropriate shit in a public place.
There you go.
That's usually how it goes.
But no, that's awesome. Well, thank you to the Marvel Legends team for sending that stuff out. We're all fans of that team. And I've often talked about Marvel's not my number one, but the passion and the dedication and the hype from that team gets me.
Yeah, the professionalism.
I can't wait for the X-Men 97 Legends to hit.
Do you know what I can't wait for, Craig? I can't wait to see what they reveal this Friday at Hasbro PulseCon, which will be live. And I don't know if you know, but our friend Dan Larson from Toy Galaxy is going to be hosting.
That is true.
Hasbro PulseCon this year, this Friday, live. And he's going to be doing it live.
Handsome Dan.
Jeffries.
Yes, he's alumni. A very handsome Dan.
You know what's funny? I don't know if people really know this story. I think this might be news to a lot of the people watching, but 4 or 5 years ago, YHS podcast, Abigail, myself, and Jacob did a series of commercials and digital ads for Canada Dry and Dr. Pepper. And it all started when we did some stuff for the second Spider-Man movie, right? What was that one called? Far From Home?
Yes.
Well, Abby's drinking from the crew mug, so she should be able to tell you.
Oh my God, you're so right. Like, can you see it?
There you go. Spider-Man VHX, whatever. Did you send Ryan a huge box of stuff when he sent you that mug?
I gave her that at Halloween Horror Night.
There you go.
Hey, this is my favorite mug. I thought this mug broke recently and I got really sad. Then I realized it wasn't this one. So I was
Listen, this is what I'm saying. We did a Spider-Man commercial for Dr. Pepper. It was like a grassroots thing.
Oh, yeah.
And only
Dark Berry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And only one other channel participated in that same thing. And it was Dan Larson. And look at this. Years later, we're friends with Dan. He's on the Jeffries. He's hosting PulseCon. I'd like to think that JK and Dr. Pepper and YHS and Dan Larson and the whole group and Ryan Dole, obviously, we're doing some pretty killer stuff.
Yeah, we got into podcasting to make friends, and it's working.
I like how Dan hosting PulseCon, and I'm including us, is like, yeah, we're all doing it. We're all doing
it.
Well,
great. I just hope Dan remembers where he comes from. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I believe he lives in the Northeast. So let's talk about PulseCon a little bit because it is this Friday. It's 1 day event this year, not a 2 day event.
Is Ryan, Tenacious D going to be there this year?
Ooh, I wonder. They always have a special musical guest. I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe it'll be.
I hope it's Pixel Dan. Does Pixel Dan play any instruments? Because Pixel Dan does play any instruments, I hope he is performing live.
Pixel one man band Dan. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Who? Right? Then with Dan, you could have my three Dans.
Wait, Dan the Matt Box goes once mundane.
That'd be sick, Matt Box.
How funny would that be? He's like, all right, we just had a ton of great Marvel Legends reveals. Let's get to Mudvayne.
I've never gotten Cybertronic Spree on there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right? Like, they're actual Transformers that have a band.
So, anyways, okay, PulseCon, Dole, what are you expecting from the Marvel Legends team?
I am expecting a HasLab announcement.
No. That's not going to happen. They're in the middle of Aslan.
They're going to do two Aslan at the same time. No.
You're more likely to get Mudvayne.
From what I hear, it is going to be a Haslab, but it's just going to be another, just a bigger giant man.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know what to. Well, they're clearly going to. I think they're going to obviously push the giant man. We're going to see another push for that.
Sure.
I actually don't even know at this point who. I was thinking maybe they'll do Wasp. And because they've, out of all the Avengers stuff they've announced for the 60th anniversary, the only character they haven't announced from the original Avengers team from the comics is Wasp. I don't know which version they'll do, but it makes perfect sense to have a Wasp come out if you're going to be doing three different Hank Pyms. So,
okay.
I don't know. Okay. I'm just throwing that one out
there.
That's
a good guess.
That's my guess. I have no idea what to expect X-Men wise. Because X-Men 97 is getting pushed back for its release date, so I don't expect a wave two to get announced yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible, but also I'm assuming a wave two is going to be like mostly villains, and I just want to see that.
Do
you think so?
Well, I'm trying to think of who's...
Well, they Morph announced...
and Bishop. They got to do Morph and Bishop, and a pregnant Jean Grey, which would be great.
Has Bishop not been announced?
Not as a toy.
Am I thinking only of the three? There's a Bishop.
There is a Bishop on the... Yeah, in the new cartoon. He's part of the team. But they haven't... Is there a toy?
I think we got the internet.
I thought there was, but I could be wrong.
Davey Sockrocker, I love how all the non-toxic toy YouTubers are friends. Y'all set a great example. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, we like you too.
Yeah, everybody... Yeah. They're saying Bishop's Wave 1.
Oh, Bishop is...
I was pretty sure there was, yeah.
Okay, then I think Morph would be the only one I could think of that's been on the promo package.
Well, I want Wave 2 to be all villains.
Oh, yes, please.
I want to see like a Sabretooth. I'm assuming Sabretooth is in it. Probably a Mystique, right?
I would maybe a Cassandra
Mr.
Nova.
Mr. Sinister, maybe.
I know Mr. Sinister.
Oh, dear.
From the cartoon.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I thought you knew him personally.
No, I think that's cool that I know that.
Not me, but a guy I know. Him and her got it on. This is the first wave here, okay?
What a great looking set of toys.
These are great. These are phenom.
Yeah.
So, you know what? $150, get the whole case of six. Perfect.
Get all six. 150. Mm-hmm. Then head over to HasbroPulse.com. Get yourself a giant man.
Hey, I saw some of the VHS Marvel Legends today in a store, and just almost bought them just because I was seeing them. But
right,
I've already said no.
Were they in a what kind of store?
It was in Books a Million. I saw a couple of the. It was just Jean Grey and Rogue, but they had multiple. Not Rogue, Jean Grey and Storm. They had multiples of them, but just seeing them made me want to buy them, you know, to have even though, seen them in person. But
yeah, even though the other night on YHS, Jake and I went on a whole rant about people need to stop putting things in VHS packaging.
Don't stop. I like it.
Yeah. No, it was mostly Funko. We went on a Funko
pop. Yeah, that was a Funko.
I texted Jake today. I was like, hey, maybe tonight's topic could be something about like how Funko Pops suck. And Jake goes, I'm not talking about Funko Pops.
I'm not even gonna waste my time.
I'm not. I'll leave the stream.
Hey, this Bishop figure looks great.
Yeah.
Good shit, man.
They all look really cool.
He's a great character too.
So we'll definitely see some big reveals.
I want Spring Break X-Men Marvel Legends.
Ooh. I want Savage Land X-Men Marvel Legends.
Yes.
Oh, I want the Halloween
ones.
Remember the Halloween run of cards where they're all in costumes and Beast is Benjamin Franklin, and
yes,
Cyclops is Elvis. I want those as toys.
That would be awesome.
My most wanted Ghostbusters, I've talked about this, but there's an episode of The Real Ghostbusters where they briefly turn into the Sergeant Pepper Beatles, and I want those figures so bad because it's so stupid.
I want them to do a Spider-Man Obama two-pack in a VHS case.
Hey, do you guys know this? Oh my!
I know what you're about to talk about. There's a photo on like my early camera, my early digital camera.
Do you remember when the day Barack Obama got like elected, like or not the day, but like when he got elected, they did a Spider-Man comic with Barack Obama.
I have it,
and I went and like the
a
whole
lot of people do.
The whole thing was like, this is gonna be worth so much money someday. So like I went and bought it. I overpaid for it.
Didn't read it.
He's not the first president to be on a cover. I think, well, maybe in a more positive light, he might be the first president.
Yeah.
Right, Justin Trudeau got his own cover as well on Alpha Flight.
Oh, that's the Canadian.
Who is
Prime
that?
Minister.
We're talking about presidents, right?
We haven't moved there yet.
He's the president of Canada.
Oh, well, that's like, come on.
What?
Yeah. That's me, Justin Trudeau. I am Prime Minister.
Oh man, I tell you what. Okay.
God, I can't wait for the comments on this video later where it's like they think they're funnier than they are.
They think they're so funny.
Because we're
all they do is try to be funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe they laugh this so much. Remember when we got that comment where they laugh too much?
They laugh too much.
No, you do not
did you just
steal
say
my joy.
Fart?
Me?
You just said
I said fuck no. You don't steal my joy.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. Trying to, at least.
Where are you going with this, Craig?
I'm just reading some comments. Okay. Star Wars. We don't, you know, G.I. Joe, I'm sure they'll have a great presentation. Power Rangers, Dungeons & Dragons. There's going to be a lot of great product revealed. But let's talk about Star Wars. What are we expecting? We know that the Ghost is funded and done. They're not going to announce another HasLab.
Yeah.
Watch.
They'll do it.
They'll do it. A second Ghost.
Ewok Village.
Yes.
No, dude. It's going to be a Hera. Is it cake?
Stop.
That was good.
But also,
that was good.
I'm a fan.
Hey. A lot of pipeline reveals.
Pipeline.
And, will we some holiday troopers?
No, those ones have already been announced. Holidays already been announced.
They'll just announce some more.
Oh, will we? Do you think it's time for the Carson Teva figure to be revealed?
Yeah.
Oh, it is totally time.
So long overdue.
It's Teva time.
Mm-hmm.
Teva time.
It's Teva time.
That's what Hera keeps saying.
Teva time.
Hera's just like last episode. She was like, hey.
I know Paul is a friend of the show and a good friend of yours, Ryan's. Mm-hmm.
I think Ryan's frozen.
Well, because it's David time.
Karma.
We'll let him. There he is.
Oh, my whole internet just like
you're back. Okay. So listen,
the whole
Carson
place.
Teva. I know he's a friend of the show and a great guy, and we always say he needs a figure. But like objectively, he has been in all of these shows. He's now a major part of Ahsoka. He's running around in his X-Wing, having a great time. I think it's time at least pipeline the Teva figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
So
mm-hmm. At least Teva.
Pipeline the Teva. What a weird sounding sentence.
If you went like 30 years ago and showed yourself saying that, you'd be like, oh, I guess we speak some other language now.
You'd be like, wow, we're really dumb in the future, I guess. What do we say?
You think they'll pipeline Teva?
Just pipeline the Teva, bro.
Just pipeline it. I think we're going to get the first look of his helmet that was pipelined 10 months ago.
The first look. I think that said the first lick of his helmet.
I
think we'll spoilers for last week's Ahsoka, but you all know. I'm thinking we're going to see a young Ahsoka and a Anakin, probably a two-pack, maybe in Black Series, maybe in Vintage Collection. It would be great
if we
could
do a two-pack, just like the Obi-Wan and Vader. They should do.
Yeah, but do you think like Ahsoka's still on? Do you think we're going to get Ahsoka toys now while the show's
still
on?
Track record says
like,
no.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, are they going to reveal these and say, like, hey, these are coming out at some point? Or do you think they're just going to show us a bunch of, like, Obi-Wan toys?
Well, so one thing I noticed.
I need a Uncle Owen.
Uncle Owen.
The last the last couple shows, like Book of Boba Fett and Obi-Wan, they would do like the Obi-Wan Wednesdays where every week they would reveal like a new. They haven't done that with Ahsoka, so maybe they're saving some stuff.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hey,
probably
question.
Another Boba Fett, though.
probably be a good topic for Ahsoka to mouth on the weekend.
Yeah.
But is this series the most toyetic Star Wars series we've gotten in a long time?
Hey, yeah, and you know why? Because it's a bunch of non-human characters. I could go off on this. I don't have time to. But the fact that all the main characters are not human is the best thing. It's Star Wars. You're in space. Get all the humans out of my fucking face. Show me some aliens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except Carson Taylor. Right, Ryan. He can stay.
He can stay. We get one.
We get one.
A couple are okay, but when most of you are like, you know, your main character.
It
like
is Captain
Star Wars
dropper.
Is always like white dudes, you know?
Right.
Yeah. That's true.
In wearing gray.
Yeah, it's good to see some female representation and some cool stuff, like you're saying. Like the show lends itself to being toyetic because it's based on a cartoon, which appeals to kids and teens, adults, everybody.
Even though I thought that scene where Ahsoka was in her spacesuit was like maybe the dumbest thing in the show so far, the thing that popped in my head was these toys are going to be awesome. Like the suit she's in is going to look great.
Mm-hmm. I definitely want Ahsoka in her Elon Musk like track jacket or whatever that thing was, that track suit.
I want the space suit. I want that as a hot toy. That Ahsoka.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
That bright blue.
Absolutely.
Like matches my shirt that I got from Ryan Ting. It's a Marvel Legends.
I agree with all you. I think it is a very toyetic show. I mean, just the scenes last. Here's the thing: the scenes last week, obviously in the World Between Worlds, that is awesome looking. It is so visually cool. And then when they go back into the Clone Wars, you got all the clone troopers. You got Rex. You got the what are the Darth Maul trooper? What's his name? With the spikes?
The Mandalorian Maul. Like they're the Mandalorian. Maldalorians.
The Maldalorians.
Maldalorians. Yeah.
Yeah. That guy's cool looking. And then in young Ahsoka, she needs some toys, man. It's about time a young Ahsoka got a toy, even though she just debuted in live action a week ago. It's about damn time.
Oh, you mean like, but to make it look more like that as opposed to them trying to stylize it?
Sure. Not like an animated one. Right.
Because we've gotten the two, those outfits she wears, we've had two TVC versions of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They would just need to, they could reuse those bodies and just take off.
I think there's Black Series. Too, right?
Yeah.
Black Series as well.
Oh, and we're going to need, there's going to be Ahsoka and her Ahsoka the white or the gray, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. That looks so cozy. Mm-hmm. That cardigan poncho thing she's wearing.
She looks like she's wearing a really thick, nice towel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Great
she just
costume.
Got out of the shower. Like, you know?
By the way, you know when she wakes up and she doesn't have the headband on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my brain, I was like, something's missing. I don't know. Something's different. Yeah, I can't figure it out. But then I was like, oh, her thing's gone.
Mm-hmm. How sore is her neck after sleeping in that thing? There was no pillow. It was just kind of... Anyway. I digest. What's next for predictions for the Marvel team?
For Marvel? I don't know.
Purgle has
or Marvel or Star Wars. Yeah.
Hey, did you see... Actually, that's funny that you said that. Do you guys remember the glowing ghost on Instagram?
No.
He's the guy. I can't remember his. I can't remember.
Toy.
Hold on, I can't remember his name. But he was the guy. I haven't talked to him in a long time. But he made the first the Space Danger figures.
Oh, okay, yeah,
that
yeah,
we
yeah.
did before we started doing stuff with Tony Taylor. So check this out. He does digital sculpting, and he's really good at it. And this faked me out. Tristan, that's his name. He designed the thing Abby just said, the animated Purgle.
Holy shit.
HasLab.
Wow.
Can you guys see it?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I mean, that looks amazing. Shit. Like, I'm zooming in on it.
Now,
that looks better than the one on the screen.
Now, this is
like
not
the
real.
One in the show. Like, this is so good.
Yeah. The colors are amazing. I'm comparing it to other.
Yeah, he's a really, like, you know, we worked with Tristan a little bit. He did some figures with us. But this is a beautiful Like, this will fund on day one, right?
Yeah.
Not that it's real. We got to say that.
I know, but like Jacob was saying, it's an alien that looks truly, it's an alien creature. It's something that's completely beyond our imagination, and the colors are wild and cool. I would, I want one.
Did you read that first comment?
I like those things.
What is it? God.
What is Amy said? It's too big and it's overpriced.
That's so funny.
That's good.
Now,
would you put chairs inside the mouth? Because you wouldn't want to have, like, it, you know, you wouldn't want first to be the size of Ahsoka's ship.
This comment is so funny. I lost my mind for a second, then realized what account this is. My day is ruined. But holy shit, this is so fucking good.
Dude, look at those teeth. That's just, like, so cool.
I just want to kiss its forehead.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, I want to take that to the
this
pool.
I'm glad. And by the way, this is a great follow on Instagram, The Glowing Ghost. I Tristan will probably get a job at a toy company at some point.
Oh, that's great.
That's Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, he does some really cool stuff.
Sick.
That's nice.
That is nice.
Oh, that's really nice. I like
that. Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, yeah.
But guys, unfortunately, we now have to talk about the real toys, not the fantasy. Not the stuff the fans are
making. Let's go to Toy Otter next. Let's take a look at all this.
But I'm sure Star Wars will have a good presentation, and then I won't watch Transformers, and I'll pay attention to some of the other stuff. So there you go.
Yeah.
We can't even.
You know what? Wait, though? I'll say this.
Most of the toy. It's just funny that, like, most of the brands that are, they're just not really our thing. You know,
but
but
that's fine.
We don't. Yeah, yeah, that's, you're right. Yeah. It is fine.
We don't have to love everything.
We don't fake it. Way. Yeah,
yeah. We are not Transformer people at all. That's why I was like, they posted us on other hosts, and it was like Dan Larson and this guy, and I was like, wait, what? Who's that?
Yeah, I don't like change. Like, I don't like Transformers.
Yeah, and I was like,
you don't like
change.
Transformers because they
change.
They
no, I want things to stay the same. I don't want to see things change so fast.
That is a funny joke. I don't like Transformers because I really hate change.
I'm gonna judge
that. Is a
stand-up.
Fucking funny joke.
Cool.
Good job.
Just thought of it now, right now.
Anyways, okay. So, PulseCon. I'm sure that Geek Dad Life will be doing a stream. Maybe we'll try to join him and crash his stream. We'll have coverage of it. If there's any major reveals,
I'm in the studio, so I'm making all the higher ups and studio execs listen to PulseCon.
Now, Secret Galaxy, we talked about you earlier. We're super excited about Dan hosting. Well, for those of you who don't know, Ryan is working on the official Marvel Legends movie. It's a movie about, it's a biopic about Ryan and Dan and Dwight and how they came together to be the best team. It's great.
It's actually going to be like the Weird Al movie in the sense that they just go on, like, they meet touring the world and going on Indiana Jones style adventures.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fun. I noticed there was no Indiana Jones presentation.
Speaking of Indiana Jones. No Indiana Jones, no Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Yeah, it's a bummer. But
I wonder how hard they're gonna be pushing the selfie series.
Oh, dude, mine and Abby's haven't even come yet.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
Thankfully.
Davey Sockrocker. It's a Marvel Legends prequel. It's called Toy Biz. That's funny.
That'd be fun. You guys
are fun. Okay, a couple other little news pieces we'll hit, and then we'll wind down and get into some sad comments and stuff. But I wanted to plug this for sure, because this is a big drop. First of all, so let's round out the PulseCon conversation with where we are with Giant Man. Currently at 4,832, so almost halfway there, 34 days left. Ryan, you think this is going to get there?
I think so. I think it's going to get closer near the end. I hope so. Dear God, I need this.
I mean, we saw the ghost.
I didn't get Madeline Pryor last time, and I hold all of you accountable.
Right, right.
All of you.
Right.
Every one of you.
Even me.
Especially Craig. He could order two with what he makes.
I could have had. I'm rolling in it.
You're rolling in it.
It's so crazy. I don't even have to use water in the shower anymore because I just put money
the
on
the money myself. Cleans them. Yeah,
actually, when you turn on the taps, it's just money.
Works. Just money comes out.
That's it. But I was, but yeah, again, not shaming anyone. I'm just saying you ruined this all for me.
Did you even back it? You didn't even back it.
You mean fund
it? Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I did back it. I was first in the fence because, yeah, the engine. And this one, too, I backed.
All right. Just keeping you honest. All right. Here we go. Tomorrow, I believe, Mondo, Batman Mask of the Phantasm pre-orders. And I think we'll have a Mondo guest coming soon. I don't know if we should. Is that a public thing, Jake?
Yeah, sure. Tuesday.
Next week, Attack Peter. From Mondo, creative director.
This might
of Mondo.
Be on sale now. Is this on sale already?
It is.
Or...
You can get it.
I was about to say this is on pre-order right now.
Gotcha, gotcha. They released these new images, and this is just Abby.
Hell yeah! Two, spoilers.
There's two versions of this. There's the exclusive one for $210 that comes with the extra torso and the smoke effects, which is 100% worth that money. Mm-hmm. And then, or you can just get the basic. Phantasm figure with the stand and the extra claws and stuff, and that's a little cheaper, but I would say spend the extra, get
put
the
on a payment plan. Yeah, put it on a payment plan.
Absolutely. I might put that on a payment plan. I've wanted to do that costume before for Dragon Con.
You should.
So it's I love
it's pretty
that
much you
movie. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Get the big cool thing where
yeah,
you're
you
scary.
Saw how Abby was in
shit.
Court. She'll turn on you.
Dude, I will. I'm a villain. I'm a villain.
Hey, this Joker's great too, but this one's not available anymore.
I know. God, right? This is so good. The photos. Whoever they got taking the photos for this stuff,
that's
amazing.
So fucking hot. Yeah, that's a great
yeah, picture. Right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Come on.
She's
give me
great.
A break.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll have on Peter next week to talk about the latest goings on in the world of Mondo and Mondo Toys. They're kind of killing it right now.
Mm-hmm. Goings and broings.
Yeah. Look, yeah, this is great. This is a great looking
figure. That's so cool. It makes me want to watch it.
Let's watch it.
Right
let's watch
now?
Mask of the Phantasm tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Skip Ahsoka and watch Mask of the Phantasm.
Ooh. Think
ooh.
About that.
other than that, it's man, it's kind of a slow news week. I think we'll you know, we do. It's the weekend before Toy Fair, so we know there's going to be a lot of news from the various companies. I'm personally really excited to check out, see what NECA reveals, Super 7, I hope McFarlane has like a superpowers display. I'm excited. Jake, what are you excited about?
Well, I'm really hoping McFarlane unveils some Batman figures.
I think they might. I think it could happen.
My favorite thing about Toy Fair, about Comic-Con, is just seeing all the things that like you weren't expecting to come from you know what I mean? Like when we went to Toy Fair last time, it was overwhelming with the amount of like, yeah, it's going to be exciting to see what new Star Wars stuff comes and, you know, what new Marvel stuff comes, but it's exciting seeing like new lines starting. So, you know, I'm excited to get in there and maybe see I'd like to see some different toy companies tackling some different IPs. You know what I mean? Like just
absolutely.
New to them, new to like, let's move things around a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know why this is in here, but we're just going to put it because it's still my favorite story of the last month. Aliens. It's great. I love it.
It was just bread. You know that, right?
It was cake. We saw the picture. Cake. It's cake.
Wookie Sasquatch says, I heard from my Hasbro source that the next HasLab is a Steve Harvey's courtroom playset with Craig J and Abby as the tiers. Yeah, the thing is, and it comes with the special card backing where it's a mural of all of us.
It's really beautiful.
Who would be the first unlock? Me.
Oh, you'd be the last unlock because you're the funny one.
Jacob, I completely agree with you, man. I'm a little bit nervous because they've never done Toy Fair this time of year. It's usually in February, and these companies just had a bunch of reveals at San Diego Comic Con, but I'm hoping they save some good
and
stuff.
No Hasbro,
no Mattel. Yeah. So I felt bad. I know Jim Maritato did a whole episode of his podcast, Extraplasm, with Tony Taylor predicting Ghostbusters toys for Toy Fair. And then the next day I was like, oh, by the way, Hasbro's not going to be there.
When is Toy Fair?
It's
in a week.
It starts. It's Saturday through Monday. We'll be there Saturday and Sunday next weekend. So we leave in a week for New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's
here's
weird.
Here's my prediction.
Sure.
Fuck, I don't have one. I'm good.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Cool. Wow.
Cool. Good say.
I was trying to think, hey, what's Sekka got going? I said, no, they're already making the wrestling turtles. I don't care what else they make after this.
Well, speaking of turtles, one more little news thing that was happening this week.
Yeah, did everyone get your sewer lair?
Is it gone? Is it out? Is it done?
Is it done? Did you all get it?
Did you get it? What's going on? Plug it back in. She's waving the plug.
Where does this go?
I'll help you in one second. Give me a second. Let me set this next segment up. Did you plug it in?
No.
Oh my. There's a blue thing that comes out of the thing.
Where?
Just give me 2 seconds. Jacob, Ryan, it seems that Playmates is teasing re-releases of the 2003 Turtles line, as you can see in the back.
Oh, cool.
Do we have thoughts on that while I plug in the headphones?
Yeah, I think they're doing it because Super 7's doing them too.
I mean, it's not surprising that they're re-releasing some Ninja Turtles figures. I never bought any of these when this show was out. I liked the show just fine. Not my favorite, though. If I was ranking it, it's not going to be my favorite. So I never picked up any of these toys. Ryan, did you have any of these?
I had the 4 basic turtles. I still do. I think they're in a box somewhere. I never did get rid of them. So I probably won't be getting these. And that was a good era for toys. But at least I think it was, because at that time we were getting the new He-Man cartoon. We got the new Turtles cartoon. In fact, it's very much very close to what it's like today.
Yeah.
Right. Just another 20 years later and we're doing the whole same thing over again. Yeah. But I think this is, I don't know. I'm sure there are kids now that were kids back then that are in their late teens now that are getting into collecting toys that maybe feel nostalgic for this. And I think that's for them. And that's cool.
Yeah, I might get these because I kind of like having the different, you know, the different turtle sets from all the different eras. Like I've got the rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I've got the new movie. I don't have the 2012 ones. I'd like to get, I don't think they're going to re-release those anytime soon, but maybe I'll pick up a set of the 03 ones. Why not?
The 2012 ones. I got a few sets of those. I've got the ones where they're LARPing.
Yeah.
And there's like the mystical armor ones. And I've got the space ones. And then like the generic, the basics.
That, that sewer lair was one of the best ones. That 2012.
Absolutely.
One.
Hang on. Oh, I want to bring up someone in the chat asked if we would ever do a convention in Chicago.
Okay.
I, for one, would love to do C2E2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like such a fun convention. Plus, you get a lot of wrestlers at those ones because it's Chicago.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I love Chicago.
It's a great town. Great. It's a cool town.
Man, there's so much
good
to
food,
do.
Good stores.
Good food, good stores.
Good museums.
Yeah.
Good food, good stores.
Man, I love Chicago. I want to go back to Chicago right now.
Good pizza.
Good hot dogs.
Culmination of a lot of good things.
A lot of people might not know this, but it is my hometown.
Birthplace.
Born and raised in Chicago. Not raised.
They got pretty good Craigs there.
Good Craigs.
Yeah, they have the good Craigs. Right?
Yeah, they do.
Here, let me say this, guys. Let me set this up. All 220 of you that are watching. It is one of our goals next year. I'm not going to say Toy Anxiety is going to go on tour, but we want to do some live shows. We'd love to, do a live version.
PowerCon.
Yeah.
PowerCon's not happening next year, but
when it comes back. This is Mattel's fault.
Take it back.
This is Mattel's fault.
Yeah.
You ruined it. No, I would love to do a Toy Anxiety live show, rent out a theater. I don't know where to do it.
Chicago.
I would like, maybe Chicago. That's a good spot.
Yeah,
Chicago. Let's call it right now.
You know what? We should do it in New York. So if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. That's what they say.
That is what they say. I would love to do a live show. Maybe we'll do it in Chicago. Maybe we'll do we'll probably team up with like Geek Dad and we'll make it a whole thing. VIP meet and greet, signed 8x10s, koozies, the whole thing.
What? I'll sign an 8x10.
Yeah.
Koozies, yeah.
Yeah.
This is actually my real goal with Davey. I would love to like do a live Toy Anxiety show at a bunch of like toy conventions. The problem is, have you guys ever gone to one of these panels at a toy convention? It's always like four guys on stage, no one's in the audience, and they're like, well, 12-inch G.I. Joes are actually the purest form of action figure collecting.
Nah, dude, we do a show. Well, we need to like,
dude,
exactly. We work the crowd.
Oh,
yeah.
Pyro.
100%. Dangerous tricks.
Dangerous tricks.
Dangerous tricks. And now, Jacob Walsh will saw Abigail in half.
There's no magic allowed at our.
Well, that's the thing.
Show.
It's not magic. You just kill her.
You just saw her in half.
All right. Well,
yeah. Farewell tour.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Funny one.
Well, listen, guys, let's get to, yes, Tony Johnson. Hey, I love t-shirt cannons. When I go to like a sporting event and I'm like, come on. Boom. I never get them though. I also love when they malfunction and the shirt goes like 2 feet. It's my favorite thing. Mm. You could have thrown it further. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Should we get a sad comments?
Yeah, let's
do it. Do you have some?
No, do you?
No.
You told me you had one today.
No, I don't.
Oh.
No.
All right.
I don't have my phone near me because
there's no good ones up. I spent a lot of time today looking like more time than I literally felt comfortable taking out of my day looking for sad comments. And there was nothing very good. I did join a couple new toy Facebook groups, but I have not been let in yet. So I promise. I know we didn't have any last week either. I promise we'll have some.
They're now like not letting Jacob Walsh in.
Yeah, they won't let me in.
You're like the chef that goes to the farmer's market and all the fruit and produce it doesn't cut the mustard. It's not good enough to serve. So
I saw sad comments, but it's just like the same ones that we do every. I was just like, it's getting to the point where the sad comments have to get better and better, or there's no point in doing them.
Okay, last two things. Well, the only reason I thought you did, Jake, is because I talked to you like 6 times on the phone today, and every time I talked to you, I said, what are you doing? You said, looking for sad comments. So I was like, he's got to find
I told you, I spent a lot of time today looking, and there just wasn't anything.
Well, we're not going to force
it. That was worth it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we can't force a sad comment.
Yeah. We still had fun.
I had a great time.
I had a really fun time.
And I learned. So Jessica Parker said something about these green slimed mugs. You got one. Okay, so you got one. I knew nothing.
Because in Canada, you get one for free.
Where do you you get it? In the mail?
It's a Starbucks.
Yeah, the Starbucks kind of just arrives at everyone's door and is like, hey, you need one of these. And I was like,
you got slimed.
Okay.
That's cool.
They're like, hey, buddy, we noticed you live in Canada, buddy. Here's a slime mug, buddy. here's the thing. I didn't know anything about these. I talked about it on the Extraplasm podcast with Jim. I guess people are like really going after these things. And he told me there's a whole. I'm not putting it down because there are some fans in there's people we love in the chat that love these, and that's great. I kind of want one. They're $30. But this is what I learned. There is a whole community of people who collect Starbucks tumblers.
Good.
Okay.
No shame. More power to you. Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I collect Taco Bell cups that have Episode 1 characters on them.
You do.
You know, I'm a cup collector. I get it.
Yeah,
I didn't know that these were a big deal until you just said so. Because I saw it at Starbucks, and I was like, "Hey, this looks
you were flexing." Well, don't
dude,
act like you
listen,
know.
In America,
I have my. No one ever notices my other one, which is my "May the 4th be with you" one that I got at Disneyland. No one ever says
that's
anything about
not
that.
A Starbucks
I use it
cup.
All the time.
Starbucks cup collectors.
Jacob has a nice cup too.
What? Oh, that is nice.
It's just a movie theater. Hey, listen, every cup, bowl, and plate in my house are either Ghostbusters themed from the movie theater, or they're hollow, or they're pumpkins.
Yep,
they're Halloween themed, and it's year round. That's what it is.
Most of my cups are Batman Forever cups from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, are the little glass ones?
Yeah. No. Glassware.
Were the glass ones McDonald's?
Yes, they were. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't bring those
but
out.
Jessica Parker,
company.
I will.
Yeah, made the same.
We have a. There was a bunch up here. I don't think people are as hard on for these as the Americans for whatever reason. So yeah,
Ryan, you're going to lose a good $40 on shipping with that thing.
The cup collecting community.
Whatever. It's for Jessica Parker. She's nice. So if I'll next time I go to Starbucks, I see them. If they're there, because there was a ton there when I went there. So if they're there next time I go, I will pick you up one. Just keep me posted if you get one before I do.
Yeah.
For you. That's it.
Maybe get one for everyone and we'll use one as a giveaway.
Oh, shit.
I want one now. I'm going to be going to Starbucks.
I do have something for a very special giveaway for the show.
You do?
It's a little late.
I've been so goddamn busy. I've kind of forgot about it. It's in my back over there. Anyways,
what is it?
I got two extra Miles Morales sketchbooks that are actual sketchbooks from the crew gear, there were crew gifts for Across the Spider-Verse crew. You could only get them if you worked on it.
That's
you
amazing.
You couldn't buy these. You couldn't buy extra for friends and family, but they had extras that were there's like one page
that they're giving out with the slime cups at Starbucks.
But there was extras because they didn't have like the picture of Gwen on the inside. They were misprints. But they were like, hey, do you want to do these as giveaways? Because it still has all the Miles stuff on the front cover and all
that.
They're
even more rare because they're mess-ups.
They're even more rare.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one as a giveaway for Toy Anxiety. I'm going to do another one as a giveaway for Gotham City Tonight.
Well, let's give it away next week.
Let's give it away next week. But
yeah, next week.
If you want to win it, you got to join the YHS Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon. Oh, okay.
It's the only way you can get this super exclusive stuff. Is to be a Patreon for us, I'll help you.
This is what I'll do. Go for it, Jake.
No, I was just gonna say we're gonna steal a page out of Attack Peter's book. That's what he does. His giveaways, the things that he sells, Patreon only.
I think we should maybe start doing that. To be honest,
paywall.
We better bring back Extreme Toy Anxiety.
Coming back? Listen. Next week,
coming back after Ahsoka.
After Ahsoka,
hold on, please. I have so much to say. Next week, fun new voice I'm testing out. Should I get into voice acting? Only to just get a great role and have it defined my whole life and then have it stolen by other people. Okay, listen. It's a weird world out in Ahsoka. Davey Sockrocker, real quick. Ryan, get me one, and I'll unbox your influencer package. Hello.
Lisa,
next week, Patreon only giveaway. If you are part of the Patreon, by the end of the show, I will get a list of all the members and we will do a giveaway. It'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be great.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Oh, this is true. If you're in the top tier, you get extra tickets.
There it is. It's true.
Drawing. It's true. There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do it. Final thoughts, Ryan Dole. Anything else?
Nope. Thank you everyone for listening. Tomorrow, Gotham City Tonight, Lexi is back. So it'll be Lexi and I, and we're just going to catch up with Lexi more or less. I want to get her thoughts on Adventures with Superman animated series. I know that we've both been loving that. Plus, it was just Batman Day on Saturday. I want to talk about some of those comic pickups and those comic exclusives that came out as well. And again, I'll think of a way, figure out something special to do for that sketchpad as well over on Gotham City Tonight. And I might even try to get Alex on as well. Alex, if you're listening, if you're watching right now, guess what? I'm about to message you. I'm going to see if you want to come on as well and see if you're allowed to talk about that that Phantasm figure as
well.
There you go. So there we go.
Cool. Abigail, final thought?
I was going to say, although I did make a very funny joke about not supporting Transformers, I just wanted to say I do support trans rights, and that's something that's very important to me. And I just was aware of that when I made that joke, so just wanted to put that out there and say that I support everyone.
Did somebody
say
you
did? Yeah, we do support trans.
There was a few comments. These days, you got to, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I had cleared it up.
I mean, obviously. Fuck yeah. But we don't. Oh, the joke when you said that.
I said because I don't like change.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's because that's robots don't need to be turning into cars.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Cool. I don't think you're good.
I'm annoyed that someone might be annoyed at that.
It's fine. Jacob, final
thought? Well, maybe that's what they want to do.
Just next week, Attack Peter. I'm excited for that. See what he wants to talk about. See what he's got going on. And, yeah, that's it, dude.
Cool.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to say. This was a fun night. This was a fun show. I'm excited about the future of my life. And we'll see everybody next time.
This sounds sad all of a sudden.
What happened? Are you okay, Chris?
I love my friends. I love this group.
Oh,
thanks
fine.
For being here.
I'm fine. You guys all had nice things to say. I had nothing to say.
Okay.
So there you go. All right. Bye.
All right. Everyone, enjoy Ahsoka.
Bye. Yay.
Have fun.
It's going to be great.
This is where the
You're
fun
never going
to
get any toys from it.
Oh, we better.
Where the fun. This is where the fun.
Bye, Al.
No, I still don't have internet.
And he Who's still shows up. Wow.
This is where the fun begins.
Bye, y'all.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?